Shalom Aleichem. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Bechoros Mem Beis, Bechoros 42a, pagination is 83. We'll start on the facing page, the last four lines. V'chachamim omrim eino bechor. The Chachamim say, regarding the case of Tumtum, that it's not a bechor. Rather, it's nigzaz v'ne'evad. It can be shorn and used for work. We discussed the concept of tumtum briefly, that the genitals are covered in some way so that it's not identifiable as a male or female. And the question is, what status will it have? One approach to one extreme is that it is a male or female, but we just don't know. That's referred to as safek, a case of doubt. Another extreme would be that the status of tumtum, where the genitals are hidden, is a unique recognized status, and it is a beria. In the words of Taisvis on the page that we'll be doing, Membeis Amar Aleph, the Dibra Maskal Avol, about 10 lines into the Taisvis, Rabbi Yochanan de Polig, Rabbi Yochanan, who we will encounter on Amud Beis, that argues and says that it is not simply regarded as a suffix, as a doubt, Kosavar, he's holding the Ber Yahu, that it's recognized as an entity of its own, Ve'en Kiddusha Chala Allah Ve'afilu Nimtza Zachar. And once the presentation of Tumtum exists, it is not Kadosh, it's not sanctified as the firstborn, even if it turns out to be a male. Rabbi Yochanan rejects it from the laws of firstborn animal. So let's look at our Gemara. V'chachamim omrim eino bechor. Amar Rav Chista, Rav Chista said, machlokes ba'androgynous. The machlokes was regarding androgynous, that the Chachamim say it's not a bechor. Avo betumtum. But when you're dealing with a tumtum, where the genitals are simply covered, divrei hakol sfeikahu, it is a doubt, v'kadosh misfeika, and it's holy as a maybe status. What is the result of a maybe status? So what you will have is that in the laws of Bechor, for example, you're going to have a prohibition to shear it. On the other hand, when it comes to the finances of that firstborn animal, you're not going to have to give it to the Kohen. When it finally gets a mum, it will make a big difference whose possession it's in, who's going to be able to shecht it. Amalei Rava, Rava said, we're discussing Bechor, firstborn animal. But Elameyata, once you establish the concept of Safek regarding a Tumtum, and Rav Chista is maintaining that it's not like androgynous, that is an entity of its own, but rather Tumtum is simply a Safek, we just don't know. Again, arguing on Rabbi Yochanan that we'll encounter, who holds that even when you find out, it still doesn't qualify as a male. Amalei Rava lamiata be'erchin ya'aruch. When it comes to evaluations in Parshas Bahar, where there's a certain, Rashi says Bahar, but he means Bahar b'chukosai. When you have a vow and the method of evaluation, the obligation that the person accepts upon themselves is based on the age and based on the gender. It's not as if they're a slave in the market. It's based on gender and age. Elamiata be'erchen, that section in Bechukosai, Ya'aroch, they should be evaluated because it's a suffix. Either it's a male or a female. If it's that simple, so then it definitely does have an evaluation. Allah Matanya, why did we learn, top line, Hazachar, the male, velo tumtum v'androgynous, and we exclude both tumtum and androgynous. If it's a suffix, so then it should be included. And it doesn't make sense, as Rashi explains, that something that's a suffix should be excluded in the Torah. Suffix is something that we have to deal with. The Torah wouldn't be referring to a suffix. And the Gemara indeed says that according to Rav Chista, Sami Mikan Tumtum, you should erase the word Tumtum from that statement. That's a mistake, that someone was kind of shigra delishna, just by habit, joined tumtum and androgynous, and they're two different cases totally. Androgynous might indeed be excluded because he's not hazachar, but a tumtum is either zachar or nekeva. There's no reason to exclude, because we have doubt, we know how to navigate doubt, whatever the obligations will be in a case of doubt. And that's the Gemara's conclusion in a number of cases on this Amud. Samimi kan tumtum. The word tumtum is there by mistake. Someone just added it in out of habit, but it does not belong there. Again, Rashi's wording, fourth line of Rashi, Desfeka kamishmaya leka, because the Torah doesn't have doubt and would not address doubt. The fact that its presentation is a case of doubt because it's covered over, that's something that we will have to deal with. Now, that's not the only way that this question could be answered. The Taisvis by us, and this is the discussion in the Gemara in Erchin where this was quoted from, but you could see it in Tosfos by us on the facing page here, the second Tosfos Va'asi, where we started, about 15 lines in, middle of the line, V'tumtum nami avashayich shaper lemiute. Really, one could learn that tumtum was excluded from the pasuk, sheyesh mehem zachar v'yesh mehem nekeva, because sometimes a tumtum is a zachar, sometimes it's a nekeva, or partur akosav calls a man shehu safek, and that's exactly what the Torah is excluding, that because it's a doubt, the Torah is recognizing that doubt and is saying that it is not included in these laws because it's not definitive, which is exactly how the Rambam codifies it. In the laws of Erchin, Perek Aleph, Halacha Hey, Tumtum v'androgynous ein lohem erech, they don't get these evaluation laws. Shalokotz v'Torah erech elo lezachar vade o lenekeva vadois, because it has to be clear to us that it's a zachar or a nekeva. Eino chayev klum. There's no obligation. That's precisely what the Torah was excluding from the word hazachar. So again, Rava took this as a kasha on Rav Chista and said, why would you have a pasuk excluding something that's just to us a suffix? But the Torah knows what this person is, a zachar or a nekeva. We'll have to deal with the suffix, but that's not something the pasuk would be addressing. There is the second approach, which says that Rav Chista indeed holds tumtum is a suffix, and even so, the Torah is addressing it because it's a recognized suffix where humanity, which is whom Torah was given, will not be able to identify whether it's a zachar or a nekeva, and therefore the Torah addresses that case and says that it's actually excluded. Let's turn the page. On Amud Beis, there's further discussion about tumtum and androgynous. In the case of an animal, the question is, where does it urinate from? And that would be able to prove whether it's a zachar or a nekeva. On the first wide line, Tanya, we learned, tumtum shekidesh. If you have a human being that is a tumtum, it's unclear whether the person is male or female. This is not the case of androgynous that has presentation of both types of genitals. It's specifically covered, hidden. We don't know, says the Gemara, and this is the way it's codified in Shulchan Aruch as well. Tumtum Shekidesh, if he goes with a woman with Kiddushin, Kiddush of Kiddushin, it's binding, and we tell that woman that she might be a married woman, and he might be a man. Niskadesh, and if he goes with a man with Kiddushin, and the Tumtum playing the role of a female accepts Kiddushin from a man, Kiddush of Kiddushin, once again, the Kiddushin have to be recognized and dealt with. In Simon Mem Dalet of Evan Ezer, Si'if Hei, Tumtum Va'adrogonos, Oshe Kidshu, Oshe Kidsham Ish. Whether they go ahead and do Kiddushin, or a man does Kiddushin to them, Kiddushayhem Safek, it has doubtful status, Utsrichim Get Misafek, and they would require a get out of doubt to just undo whatever might be present if it indeed is a Kiddushin, because it could be that it's a Kiddushin, but we're really not sure. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.